You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, when NASA propelled John Glenn into space, few people knew that four African-American women were the mathematical brains behind the operation. We travel back to that time in the 1960s with an author who knew some of those exceptional women personally.
First, Governor Walker announced on Thursday that Department of Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb resigned from his position. The decision to step down comes shortly after a hearing on Governor Walker's budget and Wisconsin road funding.
WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is following the story. He joins us now to give us the details. He's at the Capitol. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, were there any reasons given for Secretary Gottlieb's resignation?
No, in fact, if you look at the press release that announced it, any mention of Gottlieb was actually very brief. The press release was entitled, Dave Ross Named New Department of Transportation Secretary. Dave Ross was, until now, the secretary of the another department on safety and professional services. Just one line in there, DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb offered his resignation to Governor Walker with an effective date of January 6th, 2017. So that's all we know.
And did the governor afterward offer any praise of Secretary Gottlieb?
So that was notably absent from the press release. Typically, when somebody steps down, especially somebody who's been with the administration for 5 years at this point, was one of the governor's first cabinet appointees, along with Secretary Ross, you'd have a few lines in there about, I want to thank you for your service, etc. And it wasn't there. It was all about Dave Ross is going to be a great secretary for the DOT. It wasn't about Secretary Gottlieb. Now, the governor did send out a couple tweets, one later that night, one the next day, praising Gottlieb for his service. But in that initial announcement, which kind of set the table for the discussion we're having now, it wasn't there.
And the budget is in the works. Official budget's coming out early next year. But the transportation budget, we already have an idea of what that could look like. And Secretary Gottlieb, he's still secretary until early January. He was up in front of state lawmakers a few weeks ago and didn't necessarily go along with Governor Walker's line on those issues.
Yeah, so that's what makes this announcement all the more significant, because that we already know that transportation funding and the DOT in particular is going to be kind of the central argument of the next budget, or one of them. It's really getting more attention than it's gotten in many previous budgets, definitely a spotlight there. And a number of members, legislative members, feel like the state has gotten to this tipping point where if we don't start to do something different with transportation funding, it's going to be unsustainable, and the road system that we know 10 years from now is going to look a lot different from the one we're driving on today. So that is the backdrop against which Gottlieb stepped out. I mean, he was just in front of a legislative panel where he was really grilled by Assembly Republicans on his past views on transportation. Gottlieb's been a longtime advocate of increasing or finding a sustainable source of road funding, and how those square up with the governor's views in this budget, which are more straightforward, no new tax increases, no revenue increases, basically, in the transportation fund, that's not what voters want right now. And so, you had that backdrop play out. And as Gottlieb was asked about the governor's budget, he said, here's what the governor believes. We don't want to raise taxes. Now's not the time to raise taxes. But whenever he was pressed on details of what that would mean for the roads, he was pretty straight about it. He said that over the next decade, that if current funding trends continue, that is, if the governor's current proposed budget is basically copied over the next 10 years, you're going to see the number of roads in Wisconsin that are in poor condition double.
Talking to WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about the departure of Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb. His resignation was announced earlier this week amid a debate over how to pay for the state's roads, building and maintenance. And Sean, just today, a report came out, looked at toll roads. We'll get into that in a sec. But there was a one-page summary of what's going to happen in the future with different levels of funding. Can you sum that up for us?
Yeah, it would be funny if it weren't so dire, right? So this is the summary. This is a study that actually the legislature put in the budget. So they required this study of the Department of Transportation. And it was basically two parts. The one that you referenced that was looking at new revenue options, and another by the Department of Transportation looking at the condition of the roads. And really, the DOT study reiterated a lot of the stuff that Mark Gottlieb said in that committee a few weeks ago. But there was one page in particular where they said they laid out three scenarios. Scenario one, spend less. They say what will happen is system conditions worsen severely over the next decade. Scenario two, spend the same. System conditions worsen significantly by 2027. Scenario three, spend above. That is, even if we spend more than what we're spending right now, that the trend, that there's more money coming in, they still say system conditions worsen moderately by 2027. So they laid out these three scenarios where either there's cuts, things stay the same, or more money gets thrown in, and the outcome, according to the DOT, is the roads get worse.
Right. They get less worse with a spending
less worse
increase,
with more funding,
they're saying.
Yes.
So Assembly Republicans, have we heard reaction to Gottlieb's departure?
Well, there was right away, there was a statement from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss really praising Gottlieb, you know, in no uncertain terms. Voss served with Gottlieb in the legislature. Gottlieb was a state lawmaker before he was transportation secretary. So, you know, Voss, with a huge defense immediately of Gottlieb and his record, and praising what he'd done here, and saying that, you know, as we enter this transportation funding debate, his expertise is going to be missed. Mark Gottlieb brought a lot of just technical expertise to the transportation debate. He's somebody who had a background as a civil engineer, so it's not just something that he encountered in the legislature or as mayor of Port Washington, which he was before being elected to the legislature. He's somebody who knew about building roads, and there he was leading this large agency in charge of doing just that.
So he is on his way out. Now, we talked to Speaker Voss earlier this week, or we aired that interview earlier this week. This is all before Secretary Gottlieb's resignation was announced. We've talked, Sean, Speaker Voss did a video of him in the back of an ambulance, mm-hmm. his cousin's ambulance, demonstrating rough road conditions in the Burlington area. Is this an issue that a locally elected legislator is going to have to answer for if the roads aren't right where they're coming from? They're going to hear about it from constituents?
Yeah, I think every legislature is going to view this issue differently, and they're going to view it through that lens of what are the roads like in my district? So what are the roads like in each of these 99 assembly districts, 33 Senate districts? They're all going to have that very unique perspective on things. And if the roads are bad in their district, that is a tangible example of state government at work. And that's the kind of thing that people notice. So, yeah, I think that probably is one of the reasons why you're seeing Republicans infighting on this issue when on other issues they, you know, are more singing from the same hymnal. When it comes to roads, they are willing to mix it up even with their own governor.
And we heard from State Senator Jennifer Schilling, Senate Minority Leader, a Democrat. Talked to her again before this resignation was announced, but she was critical of Republicans for infighting, not getting the road situation solved. Are we going to be hearing this as a theme from Democrats?
They're on the sidelines for this. So the approach that they take is really up to them. One thing that it sounded like Senator Schilling was floating early on was that, you know, this was essentially a mess that Republicans had to clean up, and that Democrats were going to, you know, I don't want to misquote her here, but when you're in the minority party and the majority party has a mess, there's one school of thought that says stand back and let them sort of tussle over this. You know, if they're going to pass some kind of a tax increase to pay for roads or take a vote on a tax increase, the Democrats will have to kind of evaluate whether they want to take those votes along with them and potentially offer some type of a solution that may ultimately get vetoed by a governor, or whether they want to take kind of a hands-off approach and let Republicans squirm.
We'll leave it there for now. Sean, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's WPR's Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. He joined us to talk about the recent resignation of the State Department of Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb.